Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The DH, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stenhouse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Hatcher scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. Nate Snell now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Dower reaches second base with a double. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaetti moves to third. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer, who is chasing the ball. Salas reaches third base with a triple. Gaetti scores. Teufel goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Twins. Storm Davis now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salas scores. It's 8-4, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Twins. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to third. Stenhouse moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball towards right. Brunansky settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brunansky. Dwyer moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards second. Teufel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Rick Lysander now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Dwyer scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-6, Twins. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Pete Filson now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Davis now pitching. Gary Roenick pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Larry Sheets now playing right field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Stenhouse hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheets. Stenhouse reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaetti is walked intentionally. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 3 in the game. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young pinch hits for Rich Dower. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Salas for a passed ball. Young moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.